It was interesting. I think ultimately gave the people what they wanted. You know, always good to hear from the superstar. So, and I think it's really a lot of the feedback too. A lot of people like seeing kind of different sides of the guys outside of press conferences, interviews with the media, those sort of things. So we had a good time. It was a lot of fun doing this year, and made some good jokes in there too. So it was. I'm glad Matthew was a good sport about it. Yeah, I mean, not really. I kind of had a feeling that was something was going to happen along those lines of kind of showboating a little bit. So I was prepared for it, but maybe we can get them going for next year.
Doing stuff like that sort of helps endear you guys to fans, especially when the season ends in a disappointing way?
Yeah, I think so. To a certain degree, I think it's not often that the fans get to kind of see guys just relaxed and kind of being themselves and having a little bit of fun. Most of the times when we do interviews, it's in a setting like this, kind of formal. Guys want to say the right things and be a little cliche. So when you get, you know, somebody one-on-one and you just get to have some fun, I think opens up a different side of the players and lets the fans know what kind of guys we got in this locker room. So I think that was something that a lot of people probably enjoyed the most. I'm not sure. I think I might have called like the parade company to get a big prop from some float or something. So it was fitting though. I think it was proper for that that type of show. But yeah, it was a good time. We had fun.
It's actually his kitchen chair.
Probably. Yeah, he's probably got about six or eight of them at his house. So good to see him bring one in for himself.
You've been battling some health things all year. How trying has this season been for you?
Yeah, definitely fair share of frustrations. I think the biggest thing is as you get older in this league and you battle through some injuries, you start to hear a lot of those narratives about, you know, being old and being injury prone, those type of things. And that was frustrating for me because the couple of things that I went through, getting hit in the back by an unblocked guy, you know, getting rolled up on in a pile, having a foot injury. Those happen to everybody, young guys, old guys, it doesn't matter. So I think that's something that you don't really like that tag. But I've done my best, you know, to try to play through a lot of those things. And the foot probably hindered me the most, the last few weeks. Obviously had to sit out last week, so that was frustrating. But those type of things happen in football, you know, especially at the end of the year. I don't think you'll find one guy out on the field that's feeling 100%. You know, ready to go. Everybody's dealing with a little bit of something, and for me, when it gets to a point where I have to miss a game, it becomes pretty significant because it usually takes a lot to keep me out. But I think those are probably the most frustrating things.
You mentioned before you're gonna have to have surgery on it again.
No. I mean, it just the specific injury I have just needs a couple weeks of rest. You know, to be honest with you, and I think it happened back in the Thanksgiving game. And tried to play a couple more games on it and just kind of got worse. And last week got to a point where, you know, I was having trouble walking around the building. So knew that was going to be kind of far-fetched to go play last week. But this week, still not feeling great. But, hey, it's the last week, you know, nothing to hold back. And got plenty of time, after this game to heal up. What's that?
What'd you do?
Nothing major, I would say. No. Nothing that requires surgery. No broken bones or anything like that. I think that kind of narrows out a lot of stuff for you to figure out, but just a couple weeks of rest will be okay. Yeah.
Is there anything you're going to have surgery on?
No.
You said you've had multiple kind of things happen this year.
Knock on wood, no. Thanks for potentially jinxing me 2 days before the game. No, I feel... outside of the small things, I feel pretty good. So, goal is come out of this week healthy and have one of the best off seasons. Like you said, the last couple off seasons I've been rehabbing majority of the time, which has kind of caused me to have a slow start in camp, those sort of things. So, hopefully everything goes well and come out of the game healthy and gain a few extra months on preparing for next year.
You noted that. Everybody's dealing with stuff this time of year, and I think we all understand that. But yeah. I don't know if you've ever been around a group where this offensive line looks so good on paper to start the season and just could never all get on the field at the same time. Have you ever experienced the revolving door of just injuries you guys seem to deal with this year?
Yeah, I have. And it's I think I only played 1 year in my 9 years where we had maybe one starter miss one or two games, and that's really, really rare. I think most groups around the league see 4, 5, 6 different combinations throughout the year just because it's such a tough position to play. You know, it's tough to play when you're only 50, 60% healthy. Usually a guy that's 100%, maybe a backup's a better option at that point. So, you know, I know we've definitely been snake bitten a little bit. Started with, you know, Decker, obviously, and OTAs, those sort of things. You can't really plan for, but, you know, you gotta handle them appropriately. And I thought the guys that were kind of forced into some prolonged duty stepped up and, you know, battled their ass off. So, you know, definitely wasn't what we were expecting to happen coming into the year. But, you know, it's football. You got to adjust. Guys get injured. You got to, you know, get somebody else ready to go and you know, adjust accordingly.
You're going to have at least four of these guys back in this offensive line next year, just given the investment that this team has made. How much better do you think this line can be when everybody is there, everybody's healthy, in the running game for that matter, too?
Yeah, I mean, we just got to put in the work. I mean, it's been a up and down year for us. That's no surprise. I think we've all been disappointed at certain times of the year with the production that we've had. But I think that we've also had a few games here and there where, you know, all guys have been healthy and we've, you know, started to show what we were capable of. And unfortunately, that was very limited. But yeah, I think, you know, not looking too far ahead. You know, obviously focused on this game, but, you know, I think we'll definitely benefit from having everybody healthy in the offseason working together. So,
would you play in the Pro Bowl if you had an opportunity? You didn't get a chance to last year. I know you need to rest that foot.
I don't know. I haven't really made that decision yet. I mean, if it comes, I probably not. I think most of the guys that were voted ahead of me are probably more deserving. If it happens to be a case where it bumps down to me, I don't know. I guess I'll have to think about it when that time arrives. But
you mentioned
focused on this week.
Some of your individual frustrations, but as a leader of the team, you guys start off 3-1, inches away from 4-0, and looks like, you know, a real legit shot to win the division. Certainly, mm-hmm. Playoffs are in sight. Just to be in the position you are now with that eliminated before week 17, what's that ride been like for you?
Well, you do some reflecting, no doubt about it. I think you look back and you really boil it down to maybe 3 or 4 plays that made a difference in our season. You know, a couple plays in the Pittsburgh game, and, you know, we come out on top of that one. One play against Atlanta, come out on top against them, and you realize that it's going to make every game comes down to maybe one play, you know, and that's the difference in being where we're at now or being getting ready for a playoff game. So really jumpy on that one, huh? Yeah, that's okay. It's getting a little long-winded, thanks.
What do you think this organization needs to make that next step to compete for a division champion?
Just got to keep, you know, stay on the path we're on, I think. You know, we obviously got a lot of young guys on this team. I love the way that we practice. I love the way the coaches prepare us. You know, and like I said, I think you look at, you know, you reflect on the whole season, you kind of boil it down to a handful of plays that we could have done a little bit better. And a lot of times that's the difference between average teams and you know, those really good teams. And we're that close. I don't feel like we're that far off. So I think that'll be a big focus of guys that are thinking back on the season and how can we do things better. It just really boils down to the consistency, because we've shown that we can be a very good football team when we're hitting on all cylinders. I don't think we did that nearly enough as we would have liked to this year, but I'm not a guy that I think there, you know, I don't think there needs to be major changes. I don't see a major issue with our football team. I just see a couple plays here and there during the course of the game that really makes a difference. So
when it comes to the offensive line, this consistency you're talking about, is it just a matter of getting healthy, or is there something else this offensive line needs to get to?
Yeah, I think it's just a matter of staying healthy. I know a lot of times that's out of your control. Those sort of things happen. Like I said, it obviously happened at a much higher rate this year than we could have planned for. But, yeah, I think that's really the main goal. Any really great elite offensive line out there, you usually have 5 guys that are consistently playing next to each other for the majority of the games, practicing next to each other, really finding ways to get on the same page, build that chemistry, and I think that's something that we had, you know, that unfortunate circumstance where we had a lot of guys kind of bouncing in and out this year. But there's no excuses, you know. Got to make sure we're preparing our ass off every single week, and really starts in the off season. You know, I think looking back at last off season, I was a guy who, you know, I didn't practice much coming off the hip surgery, and I think that kind of maybe hindered our chemistry a little bit, you know, throughout training camp and those sort of things. You try to find ways to speed up the process a little bit in meeting rooms and the, you know, and walkthroughs, those sorts of things, talking to the guys. But I think that's going to be a big key for us, making sure that, yeah, we're lucky enough to be healthy and getting a lot of very valuable practice reps next to each other, most importantly.
You mentioned the coaching staff and preparation, all that. There's talk there might be a change of head coaches. What does that mean to a team if you achieve the consistency that you're looking for if that happens? Because it's something you've got to go through, or something to change teams.
Yeah, I mean, we can't control that, you know. Nobody knows what's going to happen. It's the same as coaches, as players. I mean, it's going to be the last game we get to roll out there with everybody in this locker room putting on the same uniform. That's just how the league goes. And, you know, if we listened to every single rumor that was going out there, I mean, we'd drive ourselves crazy. You know, we wouldn't be able to focus on football, and that's it's great characteristic of our football team, really blocking out a lot of the things we can't control, things we don't want to focus on, and just, you know, we're here to play football. We're here to prepare, you know, go out there and perform, and that's our job. And the coaches have done a great job this week. Just staying consistent. Everybody's disappointed with where we're at right now. But, you know, there's nothing we can do about last week. We got one more game this year, and I think everybody's been very passionate this week. You know, guys are disappointed, but at the same time, it's like, you know, what are we going to do? Are we going to linger on it and let that affect us Sunday, or are we going to try to do something about it and end on best note we possibly can in our situation right now? So try to block out the noise and just, you know, do our best to focus on the important things.
DJ, you made the playoffs every year. So what is this like for you to come here and fall short?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, everybody, you know, everybody was disappointed, you know, you know, it's not like we're that far off. You know, I like I said earlier, I mean, I could really point to three or four plays in our season, and the whole thing is drastically different. So, you know, that's really what it comes down to. But yeah, everybody's disappointed. Coaches are disappointed. Players are disappointed. We didn't get the job done last week, but that's the situation we're in right now. You know, there's nothing we can do to change that, and you know, got to do everything we can to go out on a high note.
You mentioned the old and hurt narrative. Do you still feel young, or do you see some of the aging effects kick in?
No, I actually, you know, this is outside of the small, you know, injuries that I've had. This is probably the best my body's felt in a long time. You know, getting the shoulder taken care of, getting the hip taken care of, that those type of things that were pretty major hindered me for a couple of years. And, you know, the small things, you know, back early in the year, you know, that's not from being 30 and being a 9-year guy. That's something. You got hit in the back. I mean, it happens to everybody. Same with the foot. Guys get rolled up on. Those sorts of things happen. So, no, I have not felt slowed down at all to answer your questions.